This
more of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Burkina Faso leadership unclear. One dead and one injured in spaceship crash. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. A group of Burkina Faso army officers says it has taken the destiny of the nation in hand, increasing doubt about just who is in charge in the country. The news came just hours after the head of the army, General Honoré Touré, said he was assuming responsibility as head of state after mass demonstrations ousted President Blaise Compaoré on Thursday. Mr. Compaoré announced his resignation Friday in a statement calling for a 90-day transition period leading to elections. He ruled the country for 27 years after seizing power in a 1987 coup. A judge in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine has ruled against a mandatory quarantine the state had sought to impose on a nurse who returned from treating Ebola patients in West Africa. The judge said Friday the nurse is showing no signs of Ebola and is free to travel but must notify health officials immediately if her health situation changes. She said the quarantine violated her civil rights. Meanwhile, Liberia has opened one of the country's largest treatment centers for Ebola as the death toll from the disease continues to rise in West Africa. Authorities in California say a space tourism rocket has crashed while on a test flight in the Mojave Desert, killing one pilot and seriously injuring another. Officials say the injured pilot ejected from the Virgin Galactic commercial spacecraft before it crashed Friday. Television images show parts of Spaceship Two scattered amid brush in the desert north of Los Angeles. This is VOA News. Unprecedented talks among Myanmar's political rivals and powerful army leaders have led to commitments to discuss political reforms and peace talks in the still fractured country. Details from VOA correspondent Steve Herman in our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
Myanmar's president, the country's military chief, and opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi were the key figures at a first-of-its-kind meeting at a time when the political reform process appears to have stalled. Presidential spokesman Ye Tut says the military brass and political rivals at the meeting agreed to discuss the issue of amending the constitution in parliament according to the law. He did not specify which articles of the constitution would be up for debate. The National League for Democracy wants to change the constitutional prohibition on anyone becoming president whose spouse or children are foreign nationals. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will hold talks next month with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as the deadline for an agreement on Iran's nuclear program approaches. The State Department says Kerry will meet with the Iranian diplomat in Oman November 9th and 10th. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton will also be part of the talks. Iran and the so-called P5 plus one face a November 24th deadline for a deal on Iran's nuclear program. The P5 wants Iran to curb its uranium enrichment abilities to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb. In exchange, the UN would lift crippling economic sanctions. There's been little progress towards a final agreement. Palestinians and Israeli security forces have clashed in the West Bank after the partial reopening of Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for Friday prayers. Palestinians protested in Hebron and Qalandia checkpoints after Friday prayers, calling for a day of rage, and Israeli troops responded with tear gas and stun guns. There was no immediate reports of casualties. The mosque shuttered completely on Thursday due to violence, reopened under heavy security Friday, but men under age 50 were barred from entering. Women and men older than 50 were admitted for Friday prayers. A convoy of 150 Iraqi Kurdish fighters have crossed from Turkey into Syria to bolster Syrian Kurds defending the city of Kobani from Islamic State militants. Kurdish civilians lined the road leading to the border crossing Friday, cheering the Peshmerga fighters who responded with victory signs and holding rifles over their heads. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Last week on the program, we had Joe Henry, the great producer and artist, talking about his career, his latest album called Invisible Hour, and another couple of things, including the recreation of a Johnny Cash album from 50 years ago called Bitter Tears, a very controversial record when it came out. And Joe recreated it. It's now called Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited. You can hear the comments that Joe had about the making of that album. It's now in our archives at acafe.com. Let's play a track from the record, working with the Milk Carton Kids here, just one of the many he assembled to recreate this 50-year-old classic from Johnny Cash. This is Kenneth and Joey with the song called White Girl on Acoustic Cafe.
I am stunned and I am broken, my head is in my hand. For she who said she loved me will not wed an Indian man. My gods who were wild ridden stand quiet by my side. For although I love her, she would not be my bride. Oh, goodbye, softly sweet one, it was splendid while it ran. Goodbye, my bitter white girl, I'll forget you if I can. With her bright blonde hair, they told me not to love her, but I did not care. She took me to her party, she carried me around, and I was a proud one, the tallest man in town. Oh, goodbye, softly sweet one, it was splendid while it ran. Goodbye, my bitter white girl, I'll forget you if I can. When she came to leave me, she took me by the arm, and she said she loved me and would not do me harm. But she would not marry, not an Indian, she said. She thanked me for my offer, and I wish that I was dead. Now I'm back among my people, and they are kind to me. Although I'm sad with staggers when I drink the tough whiskey. For I've been a white girl's pet, a captive Indian, shown off and discarded, just a drunk who might have been. Oh, goodbye, softly sweet one, it was splendid while it ran. Goodbye, my bitter white girl, I'll forget you if I can. Oh, goodbye, softly sweet one, it was splendid while it ran. Goodbye, my bitter white girl, I'll forget you if I can. Thank you.
track. Train came a creeping like a diamondback. Make me wanna holler like a mountain jack. People, can I get home?
Band when they were known as The Slip, and they were actually out of Boston, Massachusetts. Andrew and Brad Barr are now called the Barr Brothers, and they relocated to Montreal around 2008 and started putting out music from there. Abandoned The Slip, and now the Barr Brothers have a new album called Sleeping Operator, and from that we just heard the song called Little Lover. And we started out with a 50-year-old song written by Peter LaFarge and done by Johnny Cash originally on an album called Bitter Tears. The album's been recreated. Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited. We heard Milk Carton Kids doing a song called White Girl. Milk Carton Kids, of course, have been working with Joe Henry for some time. Joe Henry produced this recreation, and Joe Henry was our guest on the program just last week. You can hear his interview at acafe.com in the archive section. Well, let's go to a couple with Jeff Tweedy, one being a producer, one being an artist. In this case, his newest thing is not Wilco, it's Tweedy, which is a band that he has formed with his 18-year-old son, who's called Spencer. The song here from the new album Suki Ray is Hazel on Acoustic Cafe.
You, nobody cares. trees in the woods where we would play. Last seen on Sycamore, I've often heard them say. Hazel, Hazel, Hazel Green, no one can remember how long it's been. Hazel, Hazel, Hazel Brown, no one can remember when you were around. They caught you in the soil, safe beneath the swamp, sleeping in the orchard unaccounted for. They caught you in the thicket, a prisoner no more. Hooded like a hawk, did he listen close?
Celebration of that young lady's 75th birthday. It is Mavis Staples. The celebration is going to be in Chicago on the 19th of November. And some of the guests include Greg Allman, Buddy Miller, Aaron Neville, Michael McDonald, Marty Stewart, Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, who produced the album where we just pulled that song. The album's called One True Vine. That's a cover of a funkadelic song from 1970 called Can You Get to That? From Mavis Staples, about to be 75. And then we heard Jeff Tweedy before that as artist and producer. New band is called Tweedy that he does with his drumming son, that is 18-year-old Spencer, the two of them together, and we heard them on the song called Hazel. Well, this guy's going to have new music very early on in the new year. In January, Jamie Cullum will have a whole new collection, mostly covers, mostly standards, as a matter of fact. This goes way back a decade now to Jamie Cullum doing one of his originals called These Are the Days, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring you meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun, and I feel fine. Something's when the nights are closing early. I remember you when I'd start to smile. Even though now you don't want to know me, I get on by, and I go the extra mile. These are the signs of love and meaning. The eyes of the heart has melted away and found the light. These are the days that bring you meaning. The troubles of life are floating away like a bird in flight. These are the days. These are the days. These are the days. Yeah. Ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da da ba ba da 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 da. I thought he said a love would last forever, leaving that the tears would end for good. I told him they would get through windy weather. Maybe that didn't work out, but we did the best we could. These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring you meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun. One, two, three. Of the sun, and I feel fine. Yeah, da 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 do.
From 2004, Jamie Cullum live in our studios doing his song, These Are the Days. The new album from Jamie will come out on January 27th, 2015. It's called Interlude. This is a return to jazz and interpretation. He will be doing a lot of standards with a lot of very cool guests. We'll be telling you more about that album in January from Jamie Cullum. And ahead, it's Grizzfolk live here. New Leonard Cohen and Frazee Ford and another Folkfest headliner. And advanced details about our Ann Arbor Folk Festival getaway.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
Very very first session we recorded this year was with an L.A. band called Grizz Folk. Although they came together in Southern California, the individual members come from the American Deep South, Sweden, and the session scene of Los Angeles. They made their debut earlier this year with an EP called From the Spark and have been touring relentlessly, often opening for the band Bastille. Those two bands fit together perfectly, by the way, each with huge arena-sized rock songs like the one you're hearing now called Hymnals. Here's the stripped-down acoustic version done live here in the cold of January at Acoustic Cafe.
We're high and dry from the spark, so we hide and lie, and we hope to lose control, and we don't know what we're waiting for, and we don't know the truth in it more, and we can't see clearly through the fog, and we're endo-chasing ghosts. Well, I set these walls for criminals. Fell so many times, we learned to climb without a rope, and we don't know what we're waiting for, and we don't know the truth in it more, and we can't see clearly through the fog, and we'll end up chasing. Well, I said these walls were criminals. Somebody told me if this was a calling, I wouldn't hang it up to dry. If somebody told me I shouldn't be stalling, I wouldn't feed the world a lie. Well, I said these walls were criminals. Oh, 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 oh. And it's changed. Thank you.
trying to catch your eye. All the boys are waving, trying to catch your eye. Held you for a little while. My, oh my, oh my. Held you for a little while. My, oh my, oh my.
Singing on the new album, or ever has. That is Leonard Cohen from Popular Problems, which is a brand new release. 80-year-old Leonard Cohen doing the song called My Oh My, and employing a bit of that Memphis sound at the end with the horn section. And that is a similar sound used by fellow Canadian Frazee Ford. Frazee comes out of the band The Be Good Tanyas and has released her second solo album, which is Indian Ocean. And for this one, what she did was go to Memphis and work with the high horn section. That's High Records horn section, the people behind that Al Green sound back in the early 1970s. Let's listen to the song You Got Religion from Frazee Ford on Acoustic Cafe.
You got religion when you got the fear. In the sun. And you got religion when you got the word. In the dawn. In the palm of your hand, and people, don't you have ever fallen behind the soul sign?
Coming back, my chaos. up on Main Street. They built a highway, changed its name to Johnson Boulevard. Up on Thursday, down on Friday, people ask me why things so hard. Time's been hard, though, from Laredo, San Jacinto, and that's a long way back home. There's no train in a stockyard. It's like a graveyard, for things have come and gone. And the wind moans on a gravestone, where the name's gone and everybody knows. Time's been hard, though, from Laredo to San Jacinto, and it's a long way back home. Sometimes you're standing still, and the wind just beats you down. Oh, and sometimes it's just so hard to keep your two feet right there. Faith, she goes to church still, prays on Sundays, Mondays too. Father, somewhere in the backfield, thinking out loud that this ain't nothing new. Time's been hard, though, from Laredo to San Jacinto. So why don't we just go back home? Why don't we just go
last year was called Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song from Amos Lee. That's where the original version of that one resides. But that is Amos doing a beautiful version of Johnson Boulevard live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe. And I'm thrilled to tell you that Amos Lee will be another one of the headliners for the 38th annual Ann Arbor Folk Festival, which will be happening in January. We're going to get our folk festival getaway going again, the fifth annual that we've done here on the program. And we'll be telling you more information next week. But what I can share with you right now is that if you early birds want to get registered, you can by emailing me, rob@acafe.com. Just put Folk Fest in the subject line. That's it. And we're going to draw a winner in January, and that winner will come to Ann Arbor for two nights of great music, all to benefit the nonprofit venue called The Ark. So again, if you want to get in early registration, do it now, rob@acafe.com. Just put Folk Fest in the subject line. And coming up, it's a cool cover of an 80s pop smash and more with our in-studio guest, Jamie Scott.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. 31 years ago this fall, there was an album that was released that then stuck around for years, thanks in part to five hit singles that came from the album called Sports. from the band called Huey Lewis and the News. They had put out two albums prior, but the album Sports just set all kinds of new records for them and for the record industry at that time. There was a kid who was in junior high school. His name was Glenn Phillips. He would go on 5 years later to form a band with his friends called Toad the Wet Sprocket, which had its run until the late 90s and just came back again last year. And in between those runs with Toad the Wet Sprocket, Glenn pursued a solo career. And one of the times he dropped by our studios, he did this cover of one of those Huey Lewis songs, the one called I Want a New Drug, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
I want a new drug, one that will make me sit, will make me crash my car, feel 3 feet thick. A new drug will go to my head, will make my mouth too dry, my eyes too red, won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you, and I'm alone with you. I want a new drug, one that won't spill, one that don't cost too much. I'll come in a pill, a new drug, one that won't go away, won't keep me up all night or make me sleep all day, won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. I'm alone with you. I want a new drug, one that does what it should, won't make me feel too bad or feel too good. A new drug, one with no doubt, won't make me talk too much or just a freak out. Won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you, I'm alone with you. I'm alone with you.
Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket, when he wasn't with Toad the Wet Sprocket, live in our studios doing a version of a Huey Lewis and the News song on Acoustic Cafe, the song called I Want a New Drug. And it's time now for more with our in-studio guest on the show this week. We taped this session at the Leon Loft, and he's talking about his new solo album called My Hurricane. Singer-songwriter Jamie Scott.
So I mentioned, you know, the difference that 2 years can make. How about the difference that 10 years can make? Your first publishing deal came about 10 years ago. And if I understand it correctly, what you wanted to do really was write songs and have other people go out and perform them and record them. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was, I was in a duet. I was a performer, but I didn't really like my voice in, I didn't write my voice in this style of music that I eventually got offered a publishing deal for. It took me a while to adapt, and I suppose I trusted enough people to know what they were talking about that I eventually did that. And that was over 10 years ago. So it was, and I like my voice now. So
I said, yeah. I think they do too. When you hear songs done by One Direction or Christina Perry or any number of other people who have done your songs, do you say, wow, that really isn't my song anymore? Or are they still to you?
It's exciting when someone takes a song that you've written and makes it their own, because it does still feel like my song. So I remember writing them, you know, and actually some of the songs that I say Story of My Life, and especially a song I've written for Christina Perry and Ed Sheeran, which is a duet they've got on the record, like they take on a new level, you know. When I write a song for myself, I love it, and I suppose that the most love affair I can have with a song is something like Gold, where it's been around for 7 years, and now I can't wait, you know, to every day to wake up and get to sing it in what I'm doing now. But sometimes when you write a song for someone else and then it takes on a new life, it kind of, it makes it even cooler, because, you know, I just picture myself sitting in my studio at home writing this little song that then just ends up everywhere in the world, which is just quite a random thing, really.
Graffiti 6 song called Free, which was originally on that 2010 release called Colors. Our in-studio guest this week, taped live at the Leon Loft for Acoustic Cafe, it's Jamie Scott.
We talked about, you know, kind of how you dress songs up, songs that were dressed up for Graffiti 6, songs that appeared kind of in a different form earlier on. And it always does depend what clothes you're going to suit these songs with. But is this how things are always going to start for you, sitting at a piano solo? Holding a guitar, right?
Yeah, I can't really write any other way. There have been a few songwriting sessions I've done in, I suppose, more of the pop world where, you know, I've been in a room with a producer and an artist, and there's been something already there, backing track or something, and I've come up with a melody or some lyrics which have ended up being used. But And I like doing that as a challenge every now and again. But for me, you know, sitting at a piano and singing a guitar, because it's enjoyable. And then at the end of the day, you have to be really enjoying what you're doing. I mean, even when you're really depressed and you're writing music that's not about being happy, you're still enjoying writing about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is where I find myself most of the time.
And then you have to decide how it's going to layer up. Now, when people hear My Hurricane, they're going to hear horns, they're going to hear string sections, these beautiful layers that were added. But if you find that you're adding too much to a song, does that sort of tell you something about the song? Like, if you're putting too much on it, that maybe the song isn't as strong as this solo.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I think when you start writing a song and you're on the piano or the guitar, that you know that pretty soon on, because it either sounds good enough to record like it is, or it doesn't. Fun enough, actually, the opposite happened with this song on the record, Carry You Home, because there is a full band version of that as well. And I actually decided to go back to just the piano and the strings, because I wanted the song to kind of breathe as much as it could. So that was kind of, I suppose, it's a nice feeling when you can just put stuff quite raw on a record, you know.
So messed up, but come on, baby, see me. There should be a reason to fight. And I know, my love, you've had it tough. Do you want to see the city? 'Cause I could take you there sometime. So get dressed up in your winter clothes. Tell your say you wanna take a ride, honey. We could be a hurricane, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Don't you wanna start a fire, baby? You're the only light I need, darling. I can make you feel alright, baby. Tonight, tonight, be my hurricane, be my hurricane. Be my hurricane. Your weary heart makes me fight. I wanna see it burn till I can see the angel inside. She's a summer bird who's lost her flight. But come on, baby, turn them not that far behind. Dressed up and we'll go in style. We'll forget the world maybe for a while. I can make you feel alive, darling. Say you wanna take a ride, honey. We could be a hurricane, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Don't you wanna start a fire, baby? You're the only light I need, darling. I can make you feel alright. Be my hurricane. You got the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I know you got the weight of the world on your shoulders. But I can make you feel alive, but say you wanna take a ride on it. We could be a hurricane. Be my hurricane. Be my hurricane.
Jamie Scott and the title track to the new album, which is called My Hurricane. This is his first solo album in some 7 years, and you will find My Hurricane on the Virgin Records label. And we taped today's session in front of a live audience at the Leon Loft. Many thanks to the Leon Loft folks for making that space available to us from time to time. And remember, you can get in touch with us anytime you'd like by going to acafe.com, which is our website. And a special bonus to you, the listener to this show, in advance, we're giving you the opportunity to register for the 2015 Ann Arbor Folk Festival Getaway. This is the 5th year that we have done this. The ARC is going into their 50th year as a nonprofit music venue, which is pretty amazing. And all you have to do is send me an email, rob@acafe.com. Put Folk Fest in the subject line, and you'll be registered for the Folk Festival Getaway, which we will tell you much more about next week. We have already told you, Ani DeFranco is a headliner, Amos Lee is a headliner, and just this week, the ARC announced the full lineup for the Ann Arbor Folk Festival. If you'd like to see that yourself, just go to thearc.org. And if you want more details on the Ann Arbor Folk Festival Getaway, you can check acafe.com to be sure. Or just register now, rob@acafe.com. Put the words Folk Fest in the subject line. You'll be hearing more next week. And to tell you more about next week's program, we'll be back in just a moment.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, new music from Horse Feathers, Manchester Orchestra, Hot Rise, Rises Again, a couple of covers compilations, more details on that Ann Arbor Folk Festival Getaway, and our in-studio guest will be Kat Edmondson. Many thanks to those making the show possible this week. Capitol Records, which has been the home of Bob Seger for better than 40 years, continues to be with the new album, which is called Ride Out. You can find out more and tour dates at bobseger.com. Also, Leon Speakers and the Leon Loft. You can find out about both of those things by visiting leonspeakers.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production help from Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme called The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus answered questions he was not asked. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.